This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States Embassy in Kabul on Thursday urged U.S. citizens to leave Afghanistan immediately using available commercial flight options amid a speedy Taliban advance across the country. Taliban fighters captured the strategic Afghan city of Ghazni on Thursday. This takes them within 150 kilometers or 95 miles of Kabul, the latest in their rapid takeover as the United States withdraws its troops from the country, leaving the Afghan government to fight the Islamist group on its own. A notice on the U.S. Embassy in Kabul's website said, quote, given the security conditions and reduced staffing, the embassy's ability to assist U.S. citizens in Afghanistan is extremely limited, even within Kabul. The United States on April 27th ordered government employees out of its embassy in Kabul if their work could be done elsewhere, citing increasing violence in the city. The U.S. Health Department said Thursday it will require all its public-facing healthcare workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 amid a surge in hospitalizations driven by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The policy will apply to around 25,000 Department of Health and Human Services employees who could come in contact with patients, just under a third of its total workforce. The HHS is the third federal department to introduce a vaccine mandate following similar edicts from the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Pentagon in recent weeks. U.S. President Joe Biden announced in July that all federal employees must attest to being vaccinated or face tough restrictions such as regular testing. COVID-19 vaccines are free and widely available in the United States, yet only half of the population is fully vaccinated. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's popular